This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Within a 24-hour period, there are at least 5,000 more deaths globally from COVID-19, taking the figure to more than 583,000 dead. In the U.S., there are more than 137,000 deaths from it. The number of confirmed infections is more than 13.5 million and approximately 3.5 million in the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump is attempting to quell reports of a rift between himself and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist. Mr. Trump also looked to distance himself from an op-ed written by his trade advisor, Peter Navarro, in USA Today newspaper, in which Navarro says that he found Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on. U.S. President Trump responded by saying that Navarro made a statement representing himself. He went on to say that Navarro should not be doing that, but the president himself has a very good relationship with Fauci. Trump's statement came as the White House is seeking to tamp down a dispute between the president and Dr. Fauci over the best way to handle the outbreak of coronavirus in the United States. As the number of positive coronavirus cases continues to rise in the United States, several states are taking action to fight the virus. Arizona, Florida, and Texas alone have been reporting about 25,000 new confirmed cases. They're on the rise in Alabama as well, and its governor, Kay Ivey, is requiring the wearing of masks now. Florida's not mandating masks, but for the first time, Governor Ron DeSantis wore one Wednesday while speaking publicly. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt does not want to require a mask. He said, "You just open up a big can of worms. This is a personal responsibility." He rarely wears one, and Wednesday he became the first governor to say that he's tested positive for the virus. This is VOA News. Brian Kemp, the governor in the U.S. state of Georgia, is explicitly banning Georgia's cities and counties from ordering people to wear masks in public places. He's voiding orders that at least 15 local governments across the state had adopted, even though Kemp had earlier said cities and counties had no power to order masks. The Republican governor has instead been trying to encourage voluntary mask wearing. An increasing number of other states or order residents to wear masks in public, including Alabama, which announced such a ban Wednesday. Kemp's move is likely to infuriate local officials and communities that had acted, including Atlanta, Augusta, Savannah, Rome, and the governor's hometown of Athens, Clark County. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday that the United States would impose visa restrictions on Chinese companies like Huawei Technologies, which he accused of facilitating human rights violations. Pompeo told a news conference the State Department would impose the visa restrictions on certain employees of Chinese tech companies like Huawei that prop up regimes that violate human rights. Asked about British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's order that Huawei equipment be purged from British 5G networks by the end of 2027, Pompeo said faster is always better in terms of getting Huawei out of telecom infrastructure. It's a security risk. This isn't about commercial interests, he said. It's about protecting the information, in this case, the United Kingdom's people. The United States contends Huawei is a security risk because of its links to the Chinese government. Beijing rejects the assertion, saying the United States is just trying to get rid of a commercial rival. A group of hardline Iranian politicians have reportedly abandoned an attempt to impeach President Hassan Rouhani after the country's supreme leader signaled he still backs the man. About 10 parliamentarians are said to be pushing for a home in impeachment and were trying to rally other lawmakers to the cause. The Iranian parliament has 290 seats, but one politician said the motion had been dropped after Ayatollah Khamenei, the highest authority in the country, had expressed support for the government. Rouhani has been long criticized by hardline elements in Iran and has been complicated by the rapid deterioration of relations with the U.S., starting with Washington's withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear deal. The daily struggle for Iranians to make ends meet has also become harder since the reimposition of U.S. sanctions 2 years ago, and the economy has been further damaged by rising inflation, growing unemployment, and the coronavirus crisis. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.